Hey listeners, hope you've all been well. Before we start the show today, I am proud to say that for this week, we've been graciously and generously sponsored, and that is the folks over at Studio Audio in Sweden, right there in the Scandinavian lands of Norse myth itself. Have you guys been to Scandinavia at all, whatsoever, like Sweden, yeah. Norway? No way.
No, I wish. Are you kidding me?
It's on the list for sure.
Okay, yeah. Okay, definitely. Later this year, I'm heading there. It's going to be so good. Yeah, we're going to hit up. We're going to land Sweden. No, where are we landing? We are landing in freaking Iceland, then Sweden, then Denmark, Netherlands, and Norway. So hitting that five. So it's going to be good.
That's amazing.
And when I'm there, I'm going to give a holler to these folks here. They're fantastic. They got in touch and I was like, let's make this happen. So they're basically, I call them like the Huldra brothers of earphones, right? honestly. Yeah. No, they make them sturdy, sleek, and stylish. And but above all, they're like insanely well-crafted. So they do their job extremely well. Super, really beautifully clear and crisp sound that doesn't fade or muffle over time. So seriously, the thing that took me aback about them is just like Interactive Artistry and like God of War podcast and Santa Monica, they are determined like to actually set themselves apart from the pack. So in their case, their mission is to be synonymous with matching the highest rated headphones for a fraction of the cost. So with free worldwide shipping to boot, guys, can I have a hand for that? That's so cool.
That's amazing.
And you'll see when you go to studio.com, it's just like sleek, beautiful, amazing. And they're just like, hey, we're just the real deal. We don't ride on any kind of name. We don't add like premium name like that. You know how like all the name brand, they just add that premium like just because they're that brand or whatever. And these guys are like, no, we're just straight up like all you're paying for is the quality, not the name. You know what I mean? It's insanely good. So
yeah.
That's awesome. For sure. So as I've mentioned for a few of our shows, I really, really resonate, and you guys know me, I'm super like grounded about this. I really resonate on like a personal level with folks like Studio and Santa Monica who seek to define themselves by going against the norm and pouring themselves fully into what they do and letting the results speak from themselves. So in short, they're a bunch of insanely talented, dedicated, and earnest Swedish sonic artisans, as I call them. And when they when they approached us about sharing their work on our show, I was too happy to oblige. Speaking of which, my pal Yuning, I hope I pronounced his name right, or her name, I'm not sure. He's actually one of the Studio reps. He is currently making his way through Muspelheim, the trials there, so good luck with that.
Yeah,
and he managed to be even cooler than most, like, no, not most, than all Swedish people already are inherently cool, just from being, just because they're Swedish. He's gonna go one further, and he's even cooler, and he's giving us, you guys and listeners, a code, and this is a very special code. A special rune that you must speak aloud at the moment of checkout, as I've lamely decided to call it. I mean, you just type it into your keyboard, and you can speak it aloud if you want to. I won't stop you. And you get a full already. Again, they're just like pay for the quality, not the name. Already low, but they're gonna take it a full 15% off with that code. You know what I mean?
Awesome.
And I'm sure you want to know the code, don't you? Yeah.
Would love to. Absolutely.
Yeah, you're ready?
We have the page open right now, ready to go.
Then show me you are ready. What's up?
Give me the code.
I'm kidding. Okay, so I put it in my dumbass notes. It's like Kratos voice, then show me you are ready. So just kidding. You've already proven yourself worthy and ready by being a God of War podcast listener. So here it is, God of War, all one word.
You know me.
In caps. God of War, just pop that into discount code field at checkout for full 15% off, and just Leviathan Axe, chop the price already down. Like, it was already down to size, just like slay it, just boom, into the ground. That's the price there. So that's your special
heavy
little
attack.
Heavy attack that damn price. Mm-hmm. So that's your special little pre-show gift from us over here at God of War Podcast and those magical Swedish soundsmiths over at Studio, whittling their already down to the ground costs even further just for us. What a bunch of legends. So, and with that, let's properly push ourselves away from the shores of the Lake of Nine and head onwards into the show.
Full of them.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to episode 12 of God of War Podcast, a weekly gathering of friends and peers for the discussion, speculation, and in-depth analysis of Santa Monica Studios' Father and Son Odyssey and all-round masterpiece, God of War. covering its past, present, and future. I am your regular host, Albert, and the folks that you can see to the left or right of me, I don't know how it's going to turn out. It's Share Player One. How are we doing, guys?
Hello.
Hey. Thanks for having us.
It's my pleasure. And for our listeners of episode, I believe it was 9, I believe. Oh, no, it was 10, actually, 10, where you guys joined us. And it was great. And this is, yeah, Carlos and Caitlin. Oh, you lovely people. So good to see you both.
We're back. We're Indeed. Back. You couldn't stop us.
I couldn't. Not even if I tried. But it's so fantastic to have you both on the show again. We're trying out this new, we're breaking in the video aspect for us. Like, we're gonna start, just recording, you know, just growing. It's important to not just remain in the soundscape. So
you must do better.
For all the listeners observing the orc's body language, oh, there you go. Explanations. So this is a chest tattoo. It's not chest hair. I designed this one. Don't worry about it. That's me.
Okay.
Because some people are like, what is that? Like, you painted on some chest hair? No, it is a very intricate depiction of two kind of avian creatures who...
Yeah. I can't imagine someone actually thinking that's chest hair.
I don't know.
That would
from far away. Okay, well, there you go.
So, wait.
I mean...
Is it fair to say you have two cocks on your chest?
Hey, that's right. So they're exactly. Yeah, my man. Okay, so the idea is, yeah. So you know how, yeah, there's like those guys fight mostly, exactly. So, but the idea is, you know how like birds, there's probably some of the most beautiful battles that like the natural kingdom can give us. Is it's very just really epic and beautiful. And I kind of took them to be like embodiments of the opposites. So like feminine, form and void, male, female, light, dark. And so the piece is called Creation Through Conflict. So So figured, you know, premiering the tattoo information on the God of War show, cause it's like tattoo-tastic with Atreus and everything, you know?
Yeah.
So I designed it myself and all that. But so that's number one. Number two, this, I got some kind of fucking bite of some kind and I kept scratching it. So if I look like some edgy, like, look at me, what's up? I'm still just like a grandma, and this is
Australia.
It's just Australia. Yeah. So and the heater there. Yeah, the heater behind me, because it's freaking cold. Tell me about you guys' setup there. Do I see a BB-8 cushion over there?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
We do.
There's a couple of like BB-8 things in this room.
Hold it up to the screen. Amazing. Oh, what a cutie.
Oh.
So cute.
Yes.
Be careful because of online. I got two really big things spoiled for me from Solo. So at the start of the movie.
Spoiled.
Yes, yeah. Be careful. So I'm not going to mention anything. Just a little PSA to anyone listening. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what? Let's crack on with the rest of our intro, and then we can get into all the love times. Big hug. Another big hug. All right.
This is so cute. This is adorable.
No, all of you guys. Love you guys. Okay, so this epic saga, born from the ashes of tragedy and grief and led by the promise of regaining a god's long-lost humanity through his fate-chosen son, set amidst the snow-capped valleys and fire-lit, rune-carved forests of Norse myth, truly marks a landmark evolution in and genuinely represents the ultimate embodiment of the maturation and growth of the interactive medium. Writer and director Corey Barlog, who brought us the second chapter of Kratos' story over a decade ago, and his team of phenomenally talented artists, programmers, and designers, embarked upon a perilous journey of their own, creating a living, breathing vision of Norse mythology, the likes of which we have never seen in any medium. The level of care, passion, love, and sheer attention to detail and authenticity that was poured into realizing this vision from Barlog's tireless and peerless colleagues evokes and arguably surpasses the exhaustive and faithful lengths to which director Peter Jackson and company went to in order to bring Tolkien's Middle-earth to spectacular, emotionally nuanced, and vibrant life. As well as being equally a grand and intimate chronicle of gods and mythology, and an exploration of what it means to be human, God of War is the full realization of an entire real-world mythology, one long deserving of a portrayal of the highest quality, nuance, and respect. A long-forgotten timeless tale has been told, and we're here to celebrate, analyze, and explore this saga now and for many, many years to come. With that regular rundown out of the way, let's get the show started. You like that?
Yeah. Although, you know, it's interesting now that this is a spoiler-full podcast?
Oh, yeah, spoiler-fucking, absolutely. Okay, yeah.
Okay. I just think it's interesting that, because, I mean, it definitely is an exploration of, like, humanity and what that means, but the only humans that you meet in this game try to eat you. So, like, I think that they're the only, ones that you actually really meet.
Everything else is basically gods.
Giants or, but not humans.
Creatures of some kind.
That's right. So,
one Jigglypuff and then an Infinity Gauntlet.
I know. So it's funny. So right out the gate, I need to tell all the folks who were playing God of War, and then obviously there was Infinity War happening right about the same time, and still is. It hasn't, I don't even think it's open in China. It's definitely going to eclipse Avatar for sure. Phenomenal film. Really enjoyed it. But guys, come on. At the end there with Stormbreaker just chucking it, like, so that's like, you know, that's God of War. Come on.
It was really cool. I've read some people who are really mad because they think that he would go straight for the head and not go for the chest. Like, because, I mean,
maybe he missed his depth perception.
He's got two eyes again.
He had the freaking thing. Yeah, he had the freaking thing for one goddamn, like, day. Like, give him a break. He hasn't thrown the damn thing before.
Oh, yeah, no, exactly. You know? Exactly. But it's like, I mean, there's a lot of arguments back and forth.
When you want to make a point, it's not exactly, it's Zachary Quincher. That's what it is in our house, because you know Zachary Quinto. Spock. All right, Daggy. I'm Daggy. Do you understand? See, I got Carlos. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Who do you think you guys
you
made?
Get points,
who do you guys think you made friends with? It's, I'm the fucking worst.
A grandma.
A grandmother. Yeah, I am. We thought we were going to get... When we put the camera on, we thought you were just going to be a tiny old woman.
I am a tiny old woman, guys. I am. Alrighty,
he pulls up and then another tattoo appears. I am a tiny old woman, absolutely.
Skills. No, that's also because you know what I'm doing? You're gonna see me do it regularly. I'm gonna turn it on and turn it off because it gets stupidly hot. So I need to turn it off and turn it back on again.
Would one say that grandma is having hot flashes?
Oh, grandma is having hot flashes. Don't mind me. Amazing. Oh, so you guys have some nice tech there with that the headsets. I'm a big fan.
Oh yeah. This is just like my gaming headset.
Represent.
I think I have Turtle Beach. What is it? Turtle? It's something.
No, it's a cloud. Hyper cloud.
Okay. Amazing.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. What I have. It's fine.
It works.
And
it works.
Sony always.
It works. Yeah. So here we go. I need to get a bead on because it's almost too, the magnitude is just too insane for words, but like we have to start somewhere. So, Caitlin, my love, please tell us, guide us through your experience of playing the whole game. Then I'm going to throw it to my man Carlos. Go for it, Caitlin.
Oh shit, the whole game. Okay, I think I beat the game in 4 days.
Oh, okay.
Because I work really early in the day, so I basically went to work, came home, played God of War, went to bed for a few days.
Cool.
And it was amazing. It took a lot of turns that I didn't expect. That I enjoyed. You know, I hated seeing Atreus get really jaded there in the middle for a hot second.
Yeah.
Not because it was a bad choice for like a story, but just because it was hard to see that. Because he's still like just a tiny child, you know. It was really well handled, and just like having to deal with the fact that he could end up just as bad as Kratos was.
That was just real, and you felt that. You felt that fear that like Corey had been feeling, and he put, because you can tell Carlos like and Caitlin, like he poured himself into the story. You can tell that he took Chris Judge aside and said, this is kind of what I was feeling as a father in this moment. And like, then, you know, you have Chris Judge, who's a father as well. And he actually mentioned on one of the last few lost pages that it was great to revisit this stage of being a father and being that insecure and that scared that your child is going to turn out to be the same as you. And am I right? Like, you just felt it. Like, it just came across through the screen.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You don't, especially because I mean, like, as a player, you know, you've either played or seen all of those mistakes that he's talking about, you know. It's not some like mystery background for Kratos. We know exactly what a monster he was. Is question mark sort of thing. So like, the idea that Atreus can hit that so early and so strongly is really I don't know, it's a moment of like really high stakes in the game, actually, because it feels like something they could go forward with. Like,
it's still in him.
Yeah. Exactly.
It may be quelled now, but he does have that Spartan rage.
Yeah, and like, you know, compared to when Atreus gets really sick, you know, and you have to go and help him out and get the blades and everything and go to Helheim, like, there are stakes in that, but
yeah.
You know you're going to fix it because, like, it's Kratos and he's going to do whatever it takes to, like, save his son. But you can't make Atreus be a better person. You can't force him to be a better person.
And you can feel like he can bring down a gigantic dragon, but he can't. That's one thing he has no control over. That's one thing that no father, god or human, has any control of, or parent, mother, exactly. You know? So,
yeah.
So beautiful. Oh my god. I want to be there so we could play, like, just have a playthrough. Just like all of us.
We were playing it right
minutes before this. Before we started.
Then it is time for you to learn.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Why don't you just like fly over here?
Yeah, come over for E3.
It's happening. I'm sending two of my my best people to E3. So Philip, who's actually flying, he's flying from he's Death Stranding podcast host. He's flying from Germany. To go Interactive Artistry is gonna rep us, and then Carlos, whatever, man, if you want to just like swap shirts, Interactive Artistry, I'll do it. Because you guys, like, honestly, it's just you guys are a part of Interactive Archery. You just are,
And you are part of Share Player One.
Yeah,
once
welcome.
We get you on a fucking episode,
okay, it's happening. Yeah, literally in a few hours. So listeners, the idea is that right after this recording, I'm just gonna go. We're gonna play some God of War 3, I believe.
Yes.
Oh,
this is gonna be fun.
Yeah,
we were playing yesterday to like refresh, and it was weird. It was weird to go back.
Yeah. It was. We were gonna have a very good talking point.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We do have a prop bet of how far you're gonna get without dying.
Yeah, we do have. Yeah,
great.
We do think we know how far we're gonna get.
So,
But
not because of you, just because it's difficult.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a difficult mechanic that you have to unlearn.
Okay. And I haven't played God of War 3. Remember, I'm the dude who was, and I represent actually, I think, a huge segment of folks who were aware of God of War. They had an interest and respect for it, but not a actual having played it investment going from game to game, you know. And I was in that sphere, and I immediately connected with that 2016 trailer. So, and then the rest is history. Twitter.com/ God of War podcast, motherfucker. All right. I'll get you guys the poster, right? So one second. I have to, come on. I showed it on the Interactive Artistry stream for Red Dead. So I better go get it now. So one second.
Yeah.
All right.
You can talk a lot of shit while he's gone.
Oh yeah,
yeah. God,
should I bring down my precious too?
Oh man, maybe.
I think if he's gonna flex, I gotta flex, right?
I don't know.
We have to.
Skills. What's up?
Yo,
I'm back.
Welcome back.
What'd you think?
We didn't say anything. Bad
I have
about
the damn
you
recording. I have the recording. Yeah, ass hats. Oh shit.
We gotta go.
The eagle has left the basket. That makes no fucking sense.
Who's the eagle in this?
The basket. Eagles, yeah.
Corbalo.
Jealous. 100% jealous.
Oh, no, shut up. You guys got to meet him. You guys got to meet
him. Sorry, we got to flex. Sorry.
One minute.
You're going to regret this.
I am going to regret this.
Can you reach it?
I need to get my consolation chocolate.
Yeah, seriously, yeah. Clutch it. You're going to need the reassurance.
Okay.
Do not make me spill this hot chocolate.
Oh no, he's gonna make you spill the hot chocolate. Go.
Is that Corey's signature?
Shut up!
And a bunch of other signatures.
And okay. Reuben and Giraffe, right. Okay, sure. Grassetti.
And is there a woman who's in charge of the entire company?
Oh, and Shannon right there too.
Shannon's signature as well.
Okay. Oh my god!
Oh my god! I can see my reflection. That was trippy in the plastic. Love. Do you remember how I go, like, the jealousy, then it just disappears into gratitude. I get jealous, yeah. angry, and then it's like, oh my god, I'm so fucking happy for you guys.
Healthy.
Yes.
Healthy.
That's good.
Yeah. I'm so happy. And love all the folks there. You know, You know what brings me like solace is like everyone's the world over rejoicing in this like seminal like history making. It is history making, honestly. Like name one any kind of ongoing story or property or IP franchise, whatever, that had the balls to subvert themselves to a point where they gained this level of legitimacy as an art form and as a story. Like, for example, from corny to kind of really beautiful and nuanced, from Die Another Day to a Casino Royale. Yes, there was an evolution, you know, yes, there was a grounding, something more serious, but the 180 that was done here from Sean Layden actually said it recently on the blogcast, from Brawler, orb collecting, mash it, like button mashing, to this game starting with a man.
To a work of art.
To a work of art. A man about to, like, in his own way, try and begin the process of accepting his wife's death. And you're just there, you're holding that axe, and you see that tree, and you see her handprint. And I'm getting goosebumps now. And you see the restrained sadness, anger, mournfulness in Kratos's in Chris Judge's eyes. And then what, like, this is where we're at now with this. And it's
that's just the start of the game.
That's the splash screen for the beginning of the game. Like, it's wild, you know. And all the way to the very end, you know, I think this game does a really good job of adding some depth to past Kratos.
Just because,
I mean, my favorite part of the game is his story about why he wanted to name Atreus Atreus. It's like,
you're just
strolling back through Jotunheim and like getting home. And he tells the story, and it's crazy touching. Like, I was really surprised. I didn't cry at the very top of the mountain.
I almost lost my shit there.
I almost started crying when he was talking about why he named Atreus that, and it was just like, I don't know. It's nice to know, because I mean, I feel like Kratos was so messed up, but like, you don't really get that messed up unless you've lost a lot of stuff that you valued. And so like, it's good to, I don't know, it's good to see more into what human Kratos valued.
Well said.
Thank you.
Very well expressed, Caitlin. Very well expressed.
Thank you. Yeah.
So it's funny because let's just jump around, do as we may. This is just pure stream of consciousness, what we're feeling. When you mentioned just seeing that vulnerability, seeing that spectrum of Kratos, that line where, and again, this is touching on some of the materials that I've heard since he again, Corey Barlog, same as Sean Layden, he was interviewed on the blogcast afterwards for a full spoiler, revelation cast kind of thing. And he mentions that he talks about that moment when Kratos is saying, like, I mourn in my way. Like, you mourn your way, I mourn in my way. And then Atreus has that moment of like, whoa, so you actually are mourning, you know? Because he, as a kid, it's just,
I think,
you know,
all of us have that feeling. We're like, whoa, shit, okay.
Yeah, thank God.
Because it got to me kind of like, well, are you mourning Kratos? Oh, shit, you really are. You're affected.
See? And we were all affected by that, you know, and seeing that. And because that's the thing. As a kid, one thing is when you disappear into your own kind of adult, maybe jadedness or problems, like you have your own concept of. And the thing is, as an adult, you like, it just happens over time. Your concept of the universe becomes more detailed, more, let's just say, a higher level of just like narratives and activity and like doubts and questions. Like, you can get so caught up in that when you have someone beside you who has been on the planet for far less, who doesn't have as complex of an understanding of the world. They're like, I feel this. Let's go over there. Let's try this. And like, adults are always the ones saying, oh, no, it's complicated. Let's do it. And for someone who is like, I'm sad. I'm feeling this. Let's try this. And is communicating that way because he has that immediacy about him because he's a kid, to brush up against someone who has such a, let's say a layered internal life. Of course, misunderstanding would come up. Of course, resentment would come up, and that's why, like that moment was a breaking point of that. It was him seeing, oh wow, like I've actually been let into what's happening, and the kid had some form of understanding of like, well, it's not him not feeling anything. Because what does a kid do? He doesn't think about the nuance of, like, he's feeling something within his own thing. No, a kid is like, are you sad or are you not? Like,
very external.
He's very, it's, you know, simple. So, and each of them grew in their own way, which was so, so great. And, like, Kratos is, you know, again, when he had built up this whole thing of, like, I can't tell Atreus that, and when he did, like, Atreus is like, okay, all right, you know, like, you're still
so my, like, dad. So, like, can I fly?
Can I fly?
And can I turn into an animal?
Yeah, can I turn into a wolf, which was the Loki thing? And Balrog said that. So, also, we segued a bit, but, you know, he was showing signatures and stuff. Love to everyone at Santa Monica Studio working on this. A few people have been like, where's God of War? I've been playing it, guys. Like, this is going to happen with Death Stranding. It's going to happen with Fumito Ueda's new title. I'll go quiet because I'll have spent, like, we've spent the last couple years setting this up. So people are like, where's the next one? I'm like, I'm actually just fully immersing myself in this. So that's,
You don't have to take your break. I mean, you've been talking about it for so long. Gotta enjoy it.
So good. But guys,
going back to something real quick.
Please
my
continue.
Biggest moment with Kratos's kind of new persona was when he let the bandages go.
Yes,
that I almost lost my shit in that part, because it was Kratos
so sweet.
Acknowledging this is who he was, this is who he is, and accepting it and becoming free.
I have nothing to hide.
And instead of doing that, wrapping it, keeping it hidden, keeping himself wrapped up in his problems, literally, he just lets it go, you know.
And I mean, he has tons of visual reminders. Like, he has, you know, the scarring, he has the ashes, but now he has the chains that are gone, showing him that he is free to do what he chooses now. That's kind of like a positive visual reminder.
It is.
As opposed to the negative ones he already has.
Exactly. Goodness me. All right. Go ahead.
Oh, really quick. Sorry. This is just sort of like a side fact. There's also a thing of, like, in real life, sunlight is really good for scarring. Sunlight helps scars heal, like, more naturally. So it's just sort of like that extra layer of, like, if he wants to get rid of the scars, he's gonna have to show them.
Yeah.
Like, they'll fade over time, but only if they're, like, out in the open, sort of thing.
Yeah, man, that's right.
Be free.
And thing is, light. I mean, you know, nature has always been, like, the very first teacher. That sounds a bit kooky, but, like, when you bring things to light, literally, they're healed, they're out in the open. You know, again, all those connotations of it being healthier for things to be out there, for something to be expressed, rather than festering and molding over and
getting a tree sick.
Yeah,
getting a tree sick, yeah.
Oh, my God. Freya's hovel with the turtle, and, like, I was losing it. Like, one thing that I do, guys, you'll see this when we play through. We're going to play through something one of these days. I'll be there. It's like some premiere of something. Maybe the definitely going to be there for God of War, the next part for that, you know, the one to come after. I have this thing when I'm playing something insanely kindred and that I love, like, deeply. I stand up. I just stand up in the middle of playing.
I did too.
But I stand up on the couch.
Okay, that's a new level for me.
I stand on my fucking couch.
I kind of pace, but yeah, I know what you mean.
And I'm going to invoice Santa Monica Studio because I fucking almost broke my couch. All right? I stood up on it so often. I stood up on it for the Baldur fight, for the moment, for the lantern moment, for the like, and this is what I was telling Ray, my girlfriend. I was like, you don't understand. This game is one thing after another. Exactly what I love. Like, are you okay? So, and this is you guys know that meme of the, it starts with the guy meditating and then it starts with the guy doing that.
The universe.
So this is Albert when it came to finding Freya's hovel. Okay, so because and you know that I'm a grandma, I love, like, cozy, lovely, like, trees and, like, cottages and stuff, right? And so the lowest level is, like, encounter a beautiful cottage in the woods. Okay. Cottage in the woods is surrounded by amazing, beautiful autumn colors. My favorite season is autumn. Okay. Cottage has a gigantic tortoise that is, like, protecting it, and it's beautiful and amazing, and it's so detailed. And then the very top one is, like, there's a freaking cottage underneath the tortoise, and the tortoise's name is fucking Charlie, and I'm losing my fucking shit right now. And I love Neverending Story, and this is so cozy. And imagine, like, she, like, weathered all of that shit that she went through after being exiled from Vanaheim with this little tortoise guy, and she has, like, a fireplace, and I'm done. I'm done! I'm done! Okay, so what gave you guys that moment?
That's a good question. Yeah, that's a very good question.
I'm gonna, you go first.
No, ladies
go,
first.
Oh, no, because I went first last time.
Because I gotta think.
Okay. Okay. Also, because I love you both. Because I love you both, I want you both to be in. I know this is weird. So whoever is, yeah, like you just lean behind or whatever. I'm sorry. It's just my freaking stupid setup. So, but I'll get it. Okay. I'll get the image of both of you. So, Caitlin, please. What was your moment of just whatever that was for you? That where you were just like, what the hell?
I've beaten all the Valkyries at this point, okay. which was rough.
Yeah.
I think for me, actually, one of those moments was the first Valkyrie you beat, because on a personal level, like, I was actually, so we knew about the Valkyries before the game came out, because of the tour.
Yeah.
And
I was like literally one of the first things we saw.
Yeah. What's that? Which was great, but I was really worried because I don't have insane knowledge of Nordic mythology, but I do know about Valkyries, and they've always been really cool to me because it's like they're this like benevolent but like really badass like female warrior entities in mythology, and that's not super common in a lot of mythologies. So like having that was really cool. And I was really, really worried that it was just going to be like, oh, they're, like, evil, and you just have to kill them because they're evil or whatever, or they're assholes like everybody else. And I was really, really concerned about that.
General concern.
I was really concerned about that, because, I mean, in the other games, every Greek god or entity that you face just turns out to be, like, a huge dick.
Yeah,
and
true.
So you got to kill them, yeah.
Yeah.
And so, like, when I got through that first Valkyrie fight, which was rough, I was so relieved when, you know, have you beaten any of the Valkyries, Albert?
I have beaten the very first one that I came across.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. But no, please continue.
Yeah, I just wanna, so the spirit comes out and you get to talk to her a little bit and you figure out like, oh, they don't want to be here.
Like they're corrupted.
Like they're corrupted and they're like, thank you for doing that. And it's still brutal.
Thanks for killing me.
Yeah, it's still brutal every time you rip off their wings. But just like the idea that like, it's not you killing an entity that's supposed to be doing good. It's violent, but it's you're helping something. Yeah, you're freeing them.
Yep.
And of course you gotta fight them to do that because like they're warriors and they're not gonna let you just do that.
Yeah, that's right.
So that was like a huge moment of like relief and excitement, because I mean this whole game proves that the series has become so much more than it was before, but I think that especially to me proved it, you know, that they can approach difficult combat and insane enemies without just making them mean and like having to kill them because they're mean, like. Perfect. So that was a good moment.
I loved it. Yeah, and yeah, just how on every level, which again you could argue like, well, the Valkyries are a side activity. No. There's nothing side about this. Like everything was made with such care, with such love. The lake spirits, for example, like they, even if they were quote unquote like side things, like I like heartbroken for a few of them, you know.
Absolutely.
Really beautiful. Carlos, what was your like your Valkyrie / like Turtle Cottage moment?
I think that was, I didn't really feel that I was genuinely affected until we got inside and was it the Bifrost?
Yeah.
Was it the Bifrost?
Yeah, over in Alfheim. Yep.
And you're chasing over, you're chasing Faye.
Yeah.
Oh man. I was that just was like, come rough. On, come on, be right there.
Yeah.
And then when you get out and you see, you know, Kratos is like, you know, what are you complaining about? I was just gone a minute. And you see the Leviathan axe
and the body,
in the body and just the pile of it. And Atreus is like, no, I pulled you out.
Wow.
It's like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Like, again, that is like,
That was powerful. Wow,
goosebumps for me.
Metaphor-tastic, and you know, like I pulled you out of that funk. Like I stood, you know, stepped up to that. And again, there is a turning point there, somewhat with that, and you know, the way the way that Corey was talking about it, it is like, again, read entirely in metaphor. It is the arc of a father and son reconnecting after a mother dying, which is something that happens in the world all the time. How he talks particularly about the lantern moment, about how he doesn't, it's not him hugging Atreus, he has his hand there, but Atreus backs into it and he doesn't move his hand, he leaves it there. And I love that moment.
I hardcore love that moment so much.
I have to tell Ray about that. She really resonates with because it's just her work that she does. It's just about really just reconnecting with yourself and reconnecting with others around you. It's the main source of like our pain and woes and insecurities, and it's just when you're disconnected from something. So it's just making connections is the way back towards happiness, back towards like feeling balanced, feeling centered, connected with yourself, you know, and others. So that was just such a sincere, beautiful moment of connection. It's just beautiful. So great. Hearing Sean Layden, because we're all wrapped up in Death Stranding now, the hype is like really soaring through the sky. But as before he talked about it, he said he was so proud. Like just hearing, I almost felt his like voice crack a bit, because Sean Layden, been with Sony for a long time. He took that moment with Sid Schumann to say like, I couldn't. It's beyond. I think he said it's beyond anything I could have dreamed that. That one of our main studios, which again you heard Cygnus, my pal over at Cygnus HD, he said, yeah, they had been known as like on the forefront, like the front runners of like repping Sony, being the Sony Kratos, you know, the trademark, and they had
diminished Sony Sonic.
They diminished somewhat, and now, guys, we're just getting started. I sent you that thumbnail of Mayan Myth. We're vibing this one, whatever. We can dip into it a bit. I might redo the thumbnail.
Yeah. We'll get there.
We'll get there.
I do have my thoughts of what the next 9 games
look like. He has a whole theory about it.
I do.
5 games, right? Didn't he say? Next 5? 9 games.
No. I say it's going to be over in 9.
He's guessing 9. That's not a source thing. It's not a sure guess. But it's just a theory.
It's a very, very well thought out theory.
I've heard Corey say 5 somewhere. I think it's been like going around. But all right, listeners, it's full on spoiler time. So we're looking at Japanese mythology, we're looking at Celtic mythology, Egyptian mythology, and Mayan mythology at the very least. So that's 4, I believe. And
you forgot one.
What? Is there one more? What?
Yeah,
I forgot. What?
You went totally Valley Girl right there. You went totally Drunk Girl right there.
Sorry, dude. I totally forgot.
Okay. Very bad.
Oh, yeah.
Extremely bad.
That was really bad. When you didn't mean to, it was really good. It was very sincere and genuine.
Okay. Irish Anne.
That's good.
See, thank you. Okay. Yeah. So what was it? Was it?
So what about feudal Japan?
No. But the thing is, no. Let's riff this, because there is 5. Was there any other? That's why it piques me. Because was there any other myth teased on any of the Jotunheim kind of panels? I believe I did see the Celtic Triskelion, which is that sort of that thing there. It's sort of shaped like that. That looked nothing like a fucking Triskelion. What the fuck?
Yeah, I was like,
we're giving you the
nod out of
out of politeness, but you're like,
it's the swirly thing, but it's also kind of a triangle.
Yeah. So we had that.
The guy, and then that guy.
Yeah.
I think that's PGA.
Yeah, maybe. I'm stoked. Obviously, without a doubt, for me, it's Mayan myth all the fucking way. Are you kidding me? We need that. We need a gigantic change of setting, right? Ghost of Tsushima. Yeah. Ghost of Tsushima has it covered for like Japan in the next few years. Yep. So that's all sorted. Just like how, and it's not going to be. Obviously, we had Assassin's Creed Origins a little bit, like again, quite recently. So they're not going to be diving into that. It's gonna be Mayan. It's gonna be Mayan.
Oh, terrible, no. But sorry. Yeah. Catchy.
Yeah, And then the Celtic, I believe there'll be a special time for that, because it's very heavily implied that Mimir was like the advisor to the court of Celtic fairies, and it's just like
Yeah. Well, I think that the Celtic is really interesting because, I mean, Celtic and Mayan of the ones listed, I think, are the least explored within
Yes.
video games.
I mean, Celtic, we had Hellblade, but that was very a very focused story. It didn't really branch out into like Cuchulainn or into any of the main,
Yeah,
Celtic. Yeah,
exactly.
I agree.
And I think that like Celtic has this really it's I don't know, Egyptian and Japanese and Mayan all have like sort of a different sort of like people have a different idea about them. I think that Celtic is it's a little bit more below like the public consciousness. So I think people are going to be going into Celtic like with even less knowledge than they could have gone into the Nordic one. And I think that there's also just like a really good blend of sort of like dark things and very like surreal things in Celtic mythology. So
Big time.
that'll be fun
I believe the
if
water
or when.
horses, the Kelpies. Kelpies are
The Kelpies, yeah. Kelpies are interesting.
Well, I don't
my
think they're going
God.
to go to Mayan next because that's what Tomb Raider's doing next.
Well, then everything's booked up. Everything's booked up. Yeah, so you're right, actually. Very good point, Carlos. Damn. But no, I was looking at it. What I have a list of the different kind of because again, hey, this is a very similar. This kind of reminds me of how I could rattle off a whole bunch of Norse myth stuff, like Ratatosk, like the tale of I had read the story of Baldur and Freya like months ago about the mistletoe and everything. Yeah, like I knew as soon as he had put that mistletoe there, I was like, that's not the last we're gonna see of that. That's
Yeah,
happening.
right. Too convenient.
Yeah. So, who, by the way, two questions, because two, what was it? Six eyes and three brains are better than two eyes and one brain.
Okay, sure, yeah.
See, I got through that.
You had to
See,
count them?
I didn't, I didn't, I did, I didn't
Three
do,
times two.
I didn't do that much acid in high school. It's okay. I still have some of my fantasy. Okay. So, who, where did they find the arrows? The mistletoe arrows.
Sindri.
Yeah, Sindri
Oh
gave
yeah?
them to Sindri gave them to Atreus
Okay.
and was like, these are really strong. It was just sort of like an arrow upgrade, basically. And then one of them broke. Or
Okay.
no,
No, his
he broke, yeah, his strap broke, and then Kratos fixed it with the mistletoe, and then when they went to see Freya, she was like, "Never bring these in front of
They're
me
evil.
again."
Yeah,
Yeah,
they were evil.
It's never really
yeah.
specified. I mean, Mimir, all the Mimir stories, which is just
So
like
good.
Epic.
boat riding storytelling simulator that we didn't ask for that, but we absolutely that we didn't know we needed. I would stop again. This is it's doing the rounds, but like always, I would never proceed until I would just wait there before docking.
Same.
Yes,
Yeah.
I did the same thing.
absolutely. Although, you know what? Before we got Mimir too, I listened to all of Kratos' stories as well.
Yeah.
I loved his stories, to be honest. When Atreus was like, "So, like, tell me a story," and Kratos was like,
A frog.
"Okay," like, yeah, that he
Yeah.
like
The
the,
frog, yeah.
yeah, and of course, a lot of them
The
are like
horse one
they're
is
like very
good.
recognizable.
Yeah, the horse one was Ares.
Yeah.
Obviously.
And but some of them are like actual just like parables, like
Oh, the
like
rabbit and the
the
horse.
scorpion and the
Or
frog is a
the scorpion and the
parable.
frog, yeah,
Just
the
stuff
tortoise
like
and the
that.
hare
Yeah,
was a parable.
exactly. So
Yeah.
like that was all really interesting to hear Kratos tell them instead, and like how he
Yeah.
simplifies things, and
Yeah.
always with a really strong moral too. Like he really leaned into it. It was
Yeah.
fun.
Yeah, no, I dug that. I dug that. I need to talk about the Lake of Nine because so what
Didn't
I'd
spend
exp
so much time there.
when I said that thing about coming across the cottage, right? So that's a mini cosm or a microcosm of what really honestly, and I mean this from my heart, like that it actually happened with every single fucking aspect of this game. And the thing is, now listeners, that obviously things, swells of emotion, upswells of like, oh, this, how this made me feel. No. I've had a few months. I've had a few weeks to settle and really like really run my thoughts through like filters of like, okay, did I really feel that? Was I just caught up when I thought that? No, motherfuckers. Out of love I say that. No, this is my it's the top. You'll see it on interactive-artistry.com. It's my fucking favorite game of all time. Mm-hmm. Of all Ocarina of Time superseding time. Of all time. Oh, Jesus. What is my life? Okay, so The Lake of Nine, first of all, I had downloaded the Mimir's Vision app. So I knew about... Nice. Yeah, I had looked at some of that. I knew about the word, like the name Lake of Nine. I'm a massive nomenclature buff. I love when like things are named really beautifully. Were you saying, Carlos, about the Infinity Gauntlet? It was like a nomenclature teaser. It's like a Gauntlet of Ages or something, right?
Shattered Gauntlet of Ages.
And you needed six things to bring it together. It's incredible. So on every level,
yeah.
So on every level, I love that so much. But Lake of Nine, oh my gosh, it's just like that is. Oh, what am I saying? You guys need to. I should probably put a disclaimer at the start of the episode. Like has high possibility of being unintelligibly happy. The Yggdrasil tree, that room, how beautiful is that tree? And when you are on the branch and you're going between the realms, the beauty of it, though. I think
we're going to get to really see the tree, though.
I suppose you were just on a branch and the branch was like a donut. It turns out. Yeah. And by the 10th or 20th time, I just didn't walk. I just waited for the door to appear. How about you guys?
Yes, that's what I did.
I just jump on my phone. Just like, you know.
All right, got it.
Yeah, got it. But it's still, I'll never lose like that moment of having seen like, just, I was like, I took Rhea aside. I was like, look. the white tree, and then when you're traveling it's like they blossom, and then the different colors, and I was just a mess. But what did you guys think of what was something that was done in a way that gave you that like anything from Norse myth that was I mean, we can talk about the dragons, we can talk about the dwarves, the lake, how the Norse myths were, how the Norse how the eight worlds were handled. I thought that was like, I'd love Marvel lots, but I think it was phenomenally evocative and beautiful way to handle the going between the realms and Tyr and everything, and his thing of like building the forge. Any other standout kind of like, oh, they did this way, and I love that kind of moments for either of you?
I mean, tons. Trying to think.
Me too. Yeah. I'm just like,
There were definitely none that I was like. There were none that I was like, oh, like, okay, I see why they did that. Like, I was really down for all the choices that they made.
Same.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to decide. I mean,
I love the way they did Thor.
Some of the Norse gods, you know, I guess like.
And Baldur.
Well, Baldur, it's really interesting because you meet Baldur and then you meet his nephews.
Yeah.
And you see Thor for a little bit. And they're all very like more traditional, like giant, bulky Nordic men. Yeah. Like, and then having Baldur be like really lean in comparison was pretty cool.
Yeah. No, I dig
that. There's something, I mean, I know it's like sort of, it's definitely meant to be like a huge wham moment, but for me going into Jotunheim and like, it's this peaceful, beautiful world, and it's very, very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to the top and you see all the bodies everywhere. Yeah. That was so incredibly brutal.
Beautiful.
Also beautiful.
It was gorgeous, but it's just like
also brutal.
It sucks. It sucks so hard because the entire game, you know, you're hearing about how they fled. They got away to Jotunheim. The last of them got away to Jotunheim, and then you get there and there's nothing.
But the last one did get away to Jotunheim.
Guys, Lao Fei.
I guess
Lao Fei. That's a figure from Norse myth. It was mentioned back in 2011 when Thor came out. It was the king of the frost giants. You know, they had their way. Marvel had their way with the myths. Lao Fei. Lao Fei. It's Lao Fei. Fei. She's a giant. She's a giant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good. So good.
It was. Yeah, and it just that really weird. That was like a really like. That moment hurt actually a little bit.
Yeah.
I think just because I think especially after Tyr's temple,
mm.
and you hear about the work that he tried to do to like bring people together,
mm.
and also actually, I'd like to change my answer.
Okay.
My favorite moment for like I love how they handled this aspect of like the world mythology is the conversation that Baldur and Kratos have at the very beginning of the game. Because everything that he says to Kratos when he answers the door is actually meant for Faye. I thought
Oh.
you'd be bigger. You know why I'm here.
Oh,
I thought your
shit.
people were so enlightened, and yet you're going to violence. Every single thing that Baldur says in that fight and that scene
It's your Faye.
applies to Faye, because
Yeah.
Wow.
Baldur
I didn't
thinks,
think
yeah,
about
Baldur
that.
thinks he's talking to Faye.
I know.
As soon as I got to the very end, I was like, oh shit, that's why he thought that he would be bigger, because he thought he was going to be seeing a giant.
Yeah, and then
I thought
Mimir has
he'd
that
be bigger.
moment. Mimir actually, you guys remember, this was my main thing. Again, handled so beautifully because it never felt overly expositional. It would just happen naturally in the middle of maybe Mimir telling a story. It's like, oh no, giants are just giants. So it's just a name. It's not that you are
Yeah.
actually in stature like giant. Just like yeah, he just sort of normalized that, and I love that. Again, going in tune with what I think was just. Anytime I happen upon it, I'll always underline how brilliant of a device this was for Corey to say, no, this is how the real myths were. Like Snorri Sturluson and like academics, they got that wrong. We're telling what actually is the case. And
Yeah.
it strikes me as something that would be maybe lost in translation or lost over time. That well, the giants weren't actually gigantic giants. They were just a race.
Yeah.
But and Ymir is spoken about as a giant, but also as a proto being. It's very funny. Like, I don't care that much. Like, I'm not gonna be like that one guy who's like, oh well, it's calling her a giant. I mean, honestly, I mean, wouldn't he have known? It's like, guys, we don't suddenly say, hey, that super tall dude, he's not a human, he's like a giant or something. It's like we're all like NBA players aren't like they're just people. It's like so I'm not vested that much in like the differentiation. I mean, it all counted to me, so it didn't nothing grated on me whatsoever about the game. And I it's important to stay to be critical, to be as in to cr think critically, but I can't be critical about this because it was just executed like that can exist like. A
I
flawless,
agree.
beautiful thing that you just find. It's like there's nothing that wouldn't come across as like either contrived or contrarian. Like this game is perfect to me. And they I had the feeling, all those people you showed me the signatures of, like that's all of them, they have their mark on this. It's just
Oh yeah.
it's truly beautiful, truly beautiful. All right, well, let me quickly gotta hit up some of the folks who are either tuning in or maybe they like it, they've fast forwarded to this point. I need to quickly jump in here with something really nifty. Doo 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 doo
Oh.
doo. Okie dokie. Rightio. So a couple of housekeeping things I need to say about the network, because otherwise I forget, and I've been routinely forgetting. So you guys are 1,000% welcome onto our new show, Kindred Art Form. Right. So we've retired the Shadow Dome. The Shadow Dome is now incorporated within Kindred Art Form. And what Kindred Art Form is every other art form apart from interactive. So anything that if say for example you're looking forward to the new season of God of War, we're going to do a preview of that. Sorry, God, I see. Game of
Game of
Thrones.
Thrones.
Game of
Yeah.
Thrones,
Ooh.
yeah, right? So say we're going to do a preview of that, going to do a preview of all of these upcoming films coming out, like the new Godzilla, even like all sorts of films, maybe ones that like are like film festivals and stuff, but also we
I think I
really
saw Cloverfield in your logo too, right?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Exactly. Oh, you saw that one. Yeah, exactly. So,
I did.
but
I
that's
saw
the
the
Demogorgon. Yes. Oh, killing it. And do you recognize any of
Demogorgon.
the other symbols?
I do. I ran through them and I was like, okay, this is this and this. I think
Cool.
there was a face hugger, but I don't remember off the top of my head right
That's
now.
cool. That's cool. But that's the
What's
whole
your
idea. Yeah.
was
And
there a
that.
face hugger?
Oh no, that was no the Demogorgon there, but I'd have to bring it up actually. So there's a few of
Yeah,
them on
see?
there.
Same thing.
Yeah, that's right. Let me
All
quickly
right.
drag a
You
few
know
things
what?
out of the way.
Okay. I'm not gonna make it seem like I don't know what I'm talking
man,
about.
I got it. Okay, so the first one, yeah, you got it. So top left is the Mythosaur from Star Wars. It's the otherwise known as the Boba Fett
Oh, the
symbol.
Mandalorian.
Mandalorian, that's
It's
right.
Mandalorian.
Yeah, Mandalorian. Yeah, no, Mandalorian. Yeah,
Mandalorian.
not the
Boys, come on now.
bad. Yeah, come
Boy.
on. Yes.
Boy.
boy. To the right of him, actually, I know all of them, but let's put it to you. And no researching, no cheating. Okay, so who's the one next to that?
Right now, just to see.
All right,
hold on.
What are we looking at?
Loading.
Okay. All right. The one we'll go from top left to bottom right.
All right, go for it.
Okay.
Me?
Oh no. Well, you guys have to. I know. So you guys have to guess.
I recognize the Infinity. I can't go in order. I have no idea.
Okay. So if you don't know, you know Totoro. You knew that one?
Yeah, I know Totoro. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So
yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So what's the next one over?
I don't know. The next one, I wasn't sure of.
That one.
Up and down or the
G?
Yeah.
The G, that's the crucifix from Ghost. So we're actually also going to be talking about music and bands. Ooh. And such. So Iron Maiden, Mastodon, Metallica, just like we really want it to be something where if you are someone who is like, oh, well, I'm really looking for an episode where they actually break down, like we love like Zeppelin, you know, Sabbath, you know, we're going to be doing a bunch of episodes in those. And if that's your jam and that's your sphere, if you encounter us through that, you find a show called Kindred Artform, you're listening to that, in the description it says interactive artistry, boom, I've just like Venn diagrammed two spheres of people that wouldn't have really normally come into contact with each other, and I'm gonna be on that hill waving that flag of we need to see more games based on music. I need to see a Black Sabbath game. Fucking I need to do that. Like that's well, me.
Have you played Brutal Metal?
Yeah, I fucking love Brutal Legend.
Brutal Legend.
Yeah. Exactly. So tell me about it. We need the sequel
for
that. Yeah,
Ozzy as
yeah, he was in that one. Yeah, he was like the guy who like made you, you know, he did the car and he's like, hey, here's all your pieces for the car. So good.
That's right.
So what's the one next over? Do you recognize it?
Oh, come on. Sigil of House Targaryen.
Oh, motherfucker. Come on, that's now. Right. And then the one after that. It's a bit more obscure.
We were trying to figure that one out. I
want to say it looks like a Draugr, but it has a little penis.
That's hilarious. No, so that is a Karloff. That's Karloff. It's a kaiju from Pacific Rim. Yeah. The one bottom left. I'll give you guys this one unless you know it. That symbol. Do you guys recognize that one?
Yeah, it's Tolkien.
Tolkien, my man. And then you got the Infinity Gauntlet, which we all know. What about the one in the middle?
I don't know if that's part of Naruto, the Shinigami, or...
Oh, no. Although that's, again, because it's a TV series, we'll be able to cover that. But no, that is the spiral from True Detective.
I never watched True Detective.
You must, and the third season is coming up. It's going to be phenomenal. Then over that, we...
the second season is...
Is True Detective the show that has that one crazy... one shot scene when he's like going through a whole neighborhood?
Yes.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Matthew McConaughey.
Okay. I've seen that.
Yeah, yeah. No, get into it. And Mahershala Ali, who won an Oscar for Moonlight, I believe, or Moonshine, Moonlight. He's going to be he's going to be the lead for that one, and they're filming it now, so it's going to be good. Do you recognize any of the other ones to the right? If not, that's totally cool. Those are...
I feel like I've seen that the snaky one.
The snaky one? Okay. Well, the snaky one is... That's... You know which one that is. Okay. That's the S from Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah.
I thought it was Slytherin, but yes.
I mean, pretty close.
I was in the realm.
Exactly.
And then to the left, you've got I believe that's a great Leonopteryx from Avatar. So that kind of winged creature. And then to the bottom right, because I'm going to die on the hill of loving the Mutos from 2014 Godzilla. I love those creatures like better, even more than Godzilla. So I've just put them like yearning for each other across from the logo. So I dig that. So that chunk there, I needed to riff with any listeners who are just like, hey, you know, one thing that we all like really seem to resonate with anyone who, again, including SharePlayer One, who really connects with what we do with them, just like broadening the spheres of discussion about things. This is going to be another way for us to do that. So I'm really stoked about that. And we are in the middle of the show, so I must tell you again about our fantastic folks who sponsored this amazing episode. Oh my God, our first video episode. I love it. It's just great. Meeting you guys, having the studio people chime in, it's just good vibes all around. So let me tell you a little bit of a story. So, okay, before we crack on to our community segment, which we're going to have, it's my pleasure and pride to once again let you guys know about our amazing sponsor for the show. And now I've come up with more words now. So the swarthy, sweet-hearted, splendid bunch of Swedish sound sorcerers. You like that?
Ooh. Oh, very good alliteration. Well done. Yeah,
thank you. Okay. Over at Studio Audio in Sweden. I like just saying that they're from Sweden because I love Sweden. They have very generously and graciously given us a very special code for 15% off at checkout on any of their phenomenal equipment. Extremely high quality and durable for nowhere near the asking price of those brands. You know which ones I mean. The ones that kind of ride on the wave of their name. They ride on that wave with just charging like pointless premiums, and you're like, okay, well, yeah. So let's not name names, although I know.
Oh, me too.
But you know the ones.
We are not represented by them, don't worry.
Yeah. That's right. And then, look, I'm pretty proud of this one. It's like, you don't want that noise, you want this noise. You like that?
You know that expression.
Oh, thank you. We'll workshop it. But screw that noise. You want that studio noise. Okay, so, and I put here crisp, delightful Swedish engineered noise. That's what you want, right? And now here's my little riff. So everyone, just roll your eyes, skip forward, whatever. So, but hold on a sec, Albert, I hear you ask. Well, why should I care? I'm literally listening to your show like right now through my current pair of earphones. Redundant, bro. Hashtag meh, right? And to all of that, I say, well, hey there, person who thinks they don't need a sweet pair of Swedish earphones that don't just fall apart and start sounding muffly after 3 weeks, that you've just gotten used to and you're actually in a Stockholm Syndrome relationship with your current earphones, and you won't admit it despite your family having the intervention in the lounge the other week, and you stomped out of it, and you're like, you don't understand me. I don't need better earphones. They treat me well. They love me, I promise. No. Okay? Perhaps you didn't hear me correctly. Okay, perhaps that's the whole point of what I'm saying. Get it? Because hear me correctly. Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Yeah, anyway,
it's good. That got good. Dark. That was good.
That got dark.
You can keep that one.
Thank you. Yeah. That got dark. Anyway, let me level for you. I'll level with you for real. So, Studio are the real deal. I mean, for Pete's sake, when you type Studio, literally, like, it autocorrects to audio, which is perfect. I don't know if it was intentional, because if it was, it's brilliant. The fact is, it suits them well because they are audio. Like, nothing gets in the way. Stupid price, stupid name, nothing that usually clutters other kinds of brands. Nothing gets in the way of them, and they're just really, really great. So they're committed to standing out. They're completely determined to be synonymous with quality. That isn't about like needless additional costs that a lot of companies, like, they just feel free to just add that because they're the so-called name power, right? We all know that that's just a bunch of phooey. I said it's phooey, right? Because what do you get from leading people on that way? Well, sure, you make the dollar, but you lose like the trust and you lose the heart, right? So Studio goes about Exactly. They go about it in a very kindred way. They garner their loyalty through their sheer quality. I wrote this, by the way. They just like, hey, mention. I'm like, nah, you guys are the real deal. I'm gonna do the rest. Like, they're just as humble as lovely Swedish people can be. Right? So they get their loyalty through sheer quality of their work. Believe me, they wouldn't write an ad this like onerous and long-winded. It's all coming from me.
It's all you.
They let what Trademark. They do. Exactly. Thank you. Long-winded, overly loquacious, stupidly like eye-rolly and just like lame and really daggy. That's trademark.
Yeah,
it's me. Daggy. That's not Studio.
Yeah.
#grandma.
#grandma for life. So they let what they do speak for itself, and that's all you pay for. You don't pay for the name. You don't spend those needlessly empty dollars that way too many of us spend and later regret just on the principle of following a brand. So free yourselves from that. That's my thing. Right? We're all here because we don't believe in coasting on a name. Right? So Santa Monica didn't do it with God of War, and we're not doing it here on God of War podcast. We put the real work in, the kind of work that lasts and speaks for itself, and then we let that be our legacy instead of just cruising on a name brand entitlement, collecting the unearned dollars from folks who just throw their hands up and give into it. I mean, like, that's what Santa Monica did. They didn't just say, hey, we're God of War, let's just put out another one, and they just coast on the name. Yep. They didn't do that.
And they could have. They would probably have gotten the same great reviews because they would have done great writing, but...
Yeah.
They gave it this fucking masterpiece.
A fucking masterpiece. And that studio do that as well. They're off screen. I can't, because it's just defamation-tastic, but I'm looking at them right now. PM me. I'll send you a PM. Whatever. Do it. I challenge you. I will show you a picture of what my current Bluetooth headphones in. This is like crazy. They must have had like Yggdrasil-tastic abilities of looking into my current situation, because my very high expensive, I'm talking upwards of $250 that I spent within 3 months, just like they just fell apart because they just, and that's the thing. But it's the brand. And I won't say it, but it is the brand that I bought. And I work out with them. They were marketed as like, you work out friendly. And you know, and it's just like, it just wasn't sweat proof. It was just ridiculous. And I just, No bueno, as they say. No bueno, right? So yes. Here
back
we go.
Back to the Mayan episode.
Exactly. Back to the Mayan episode. So I'm just going to say high polished metal that doesn't stick to any clothing. Really nice, sleek, matte surfaces that don't like nick onto anything. No weird protrusions or anything. Head over to studio.com, Sudio, and you can just see it. So they sent me one, right? And this brand, it was like, so it's called the Wireless Tray, so TRE, that they sent me. Seriously, it's the newest model, geared towards those with like active lifestyle, but it honestly like suits anyone, which anyone with ears, which is most people. Impeccable clarity, and like very vivid instrumental tone. So that's their kind of deal there. So, and you know that Sudio are just way too much of an earnest bunch of Swedish lovely earnest people to not include a pouch. Everything comes with a pouch. Leather, real genuine leather pouch. So there you go. So that's Sudio with audio.
Quality stuff.
Okay, yeah, so that's what I mean. They're the real deal. Ultimately, Sudio, they just want to revolutionize the way people see earphones, headphones. It's a bit corny, but I remember what Corey said about wanting folks to see Kratos completely differently than like taking something that we think we know and turning our expectations. Like, It's you know, a lot of people rolled their eyes at Corey. It's like, well, like, Kratos is just Kratos. That's it. Like, he's just one-dimensional. And these guys, as corny and as lame and as like, oh, you're just trying to fit things in. He's like, no, they actually, like, I see that in what they do. They want to do the same. They want to just be like, let's really spin things around and then make it our own. So that's Sudio. And my little thing that I mentioned there is Sudio made by magic Swedish people. And the code, as you heard earlier in the show, is God of War, all one word. So, Sudio, made by magic Swedish people. There you go.
Bing! Yeah, right.
Amazing. Woo! So, back into it, you guys. Well, you brought up Mayan mythology. We talked about some of what we hope, what we wish. But you know what? The game is only, it's under a month that it's been out, right?
Yeah, it came out the 20th, so yeah. Less than a month.
Came out the 20th. I'm still waiting for a couple of things to arrive. You know what I mean, Carlos. You know what I mean. I got my stonemasons. You're a legend for sending me the amazing. Again, I don't know why you do this loot box. Love what you do, but you don't send to Australia. I have to, me and my pal Carlos, I was messaging you while driving. Incredibly, incredibly illegal, by the way. I apologize, AFP. And well, there you go. Come arrest me. I'm kidding. No, don't worry. I pulled over shortly after that, and I was like, you know what? Let's make this happen. Let's make this happen. And you're looking at him, right? They're looking at him. Move more into the center so the lovely people can see. The generosity is real. This guy is going to. I love the dance. Wonderful dance. Yeah. He's going to. Yeah, like I sent him some. Dude, do you want anything else? I sent you the money, but come on, can I send you something? I designed
firstborn child. Okay. Named after me.
Done.
That's what it is.
Done. Done and
Miller female.
Okay. Firstborn child. It's happening. So thank you for that, man. So that's arriving. Now let me count it off. I did this in a tweet. Firstborn child, Carlos, gonna name it. Carlos Kessa.
Miller female.
Secondly. Okay. No, I need to do this because of my OCD. So digital, downloaded it digitally because I had to play it straight away. Couldn't wait for the collector's edition to come through. Ralph Garcetti, that goes straight to your kid's tuition, whatever. I just like threw that at you because I didn't really need it. I already have the collector's edition that came through. Stonemasons came through. Collector's Guide, I'm still waiting on that Amazon.
Amsterdam?
Okay. Amsterdam, Macedon. Okay. They all kind of fit together. Well, Macedon's one of the things we're talking about on Kindred Art Form. Anyway, yeah, so fucking good. I can't wait. And then I am also getting from my awesome friend Lewis, who's one of our co-hosts. He's he helped me with the PlayStation Gear Limited Edition Art of God of War. So it's so good. Have you guys seen that Art of book?
I have one on order. It's supposed to be here by now, but it hasn't gotten here.
We saw it before it came out at the
and
studio.
We did. Yes.
Incredible.
We felt the red pages.
Yes. Oh my goodness. So
smelled the rich leather.
Yes.
But not really leather.
You're not a real book lover if you don't smell your books. You're not. You're
true.
I don't trust people who don't smell their books. Okay? I don't.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Right.
Thank you.
You're justified. That makes total sense.
Yeah.
I dig it. I got that from Jack White. They were inducting Led Zeppelin into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And he's like, I don't trust anyone who doesn't like Led Zeppelin. I just don't.
I think I remember that.
Good times. Yeah, they were actually inducted in by Wolfmother, who is one of our homegrown
Australian bands. Yes.
Who Oh yeah, so Nick Scarpino, right? So he's big on immigration, so immigrant song, and he loves Thor. He's constantly like, he has a podcast within a podcast, kind of funny, called Rank Those Abs or something. So he's all up in. He loves Chris Hemsworth and all that Thor stuff.
Yeah.
And I think someone asked him like, "Were you playing like immigrant song all while like playing God of War?" And I was like, "I it didn't occur to me, but that would be fucking awesome to just like
Yeah,
put on
on
an amazing,
repeat, huh?
put yeah." I dig it, man. That's
Let me
so
hear
good.
your immigrant song, like
Yeah,
intro.
do the intro.
Yeah.
No,
no,
not that part. Not
you know what
that
we're
part.
talking about. Well, but lead into it. Lead into it. Go ahead.
Ah.
Let me have it in context.
Yeah. Well,
start from the top.
It's from the top of Immigrant Song, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh shit! Am I missing
give me
it?
The drum? No, no, no. Give me the drum. Give me the drum, and
okay,
then head
okay.
into the. A high pitch.
Oh shit! Oh yeah.
Falsetto. Yes.
That was better. That was pretty good. That
yeah.
was pretty good.
And they come from the land of the ice and snow and the midnight cloud and the
yes.
blow. What is it?
Hammer
of the gods.
Yes.
Drive our ships to new lands.
Yes.
That song
is
so,
so good.
Funky. Oh my
fucking god. We're
gonna
have a podcast.
Yeah,
now we're
gonna have
now.
A podcast for the song. Just the one song.
Just the one song. Oh no, we're having the Led Zeppelin episode. Okay, right now, hot seat. Caitlin, what would you come on to Kindred Art Form to come and discuss? What's your
oh,
favorite
shit.
Show? Go go go. Only rule
okay.
is yeah, yeah. Go go go.
Okay, I would discuss, this is gonna get really dorky.
Yeah.
I would discuss a show that Netflix released recently called Violet Evergarden.
Oh.
Which is yeah, it's very good. It's a Netflix original anime, and it's about a girl who deals with PTSD because she was a child soldier.
Oh shit.
That sounds interesting.
It's fucking good.
That's
it's
fucking
amazing.
I'm a big fan.
The progression of her character is phenomenal. It's only 13 episodes, and it's on Netflix, and y'all should watch it.
I'm watching
well,
it.
That's
fucking
Please
happening. Watch it, Carlos.
Carlos, please, please. Okay,
please.
Okay, I need you guys to pose for the thumbnail now in 3, and 2, and 1. Yeah, 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 beautiful. Look at you, look at you. There you go. Control, freaking screen capture. That happened. Beautiful. Amazing.
All right,
well,
good.
Guys, we're that's it. Let's wrap things up so we can get some Share Player One happening. So, listeners, let me run you down what we do. Okay, so this was just a general like whoa post crazy amazing historic thing happening. This game coming out, very just like free flowing kind of thing. But we will be back with another episode where we're gonna probably go through and eventually go through the entire game, just segment by segment, chapter by chapter, area by area. It's gonna happen while we wait for some more news. So that's gonna be great. Cygnus and I embarking on that. Share Player One, regular guests, you guys.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Always there.
Please.
Always
Amazing.
There. Just
fantastic.
Just holler. Put up the signal.
It will do.
Put up the SPO in the sky.
SPO.
We'll be there.
SPO slash what did I call you? The CCNG. Right,
oh,
you guys
right. Yeah.
Where is Julia,
yeah,
by the way?
So Julia has been in a musical this past month.
Okay,
and so she was in a performance tonight.
Amazing!
It's like it's her last weekend.
Okay,
and she was and so she's basically just been like she's been performing in a musical and sleeping, and that's basically been it. Which I get.
Sometimes that's the only two things that you can do in life. You know what I mean?
You will meet her. Someday.
Okay.
It's a very moving musical. It's a different take on cats.
No.
It's reptiles. And it's
okay.
Instead of cats, it's salamanders.
He's bullshitting. You're the worst.
Listen.
Fantastic.
Look, if Carlos wants to share with us his vision of like an incredibly like a drama where it's just like reptile people and there's like a bunch of sex scenes, and listen, I'm not gonna stop him fulfilling his fucking his reptile fetish dreams. Okay, this
It'll
is
have
the...
to be a rock opera too.
Okay, listeners, thank you so much for joining in this episode of God of War podcast. Let me tell you a little bit about where you can find us online. We're going to throw it to Share Player One right after this quick little ditty. So iTunes, head over there, 5 stars, that would be great. Let me read out your... I'll read it out in any voice you nominate if you want it, like, sensually. Oh, thank you. I thought God of War podcast was phenomenal. Oh, if you want any of that, sure, I can do
Ooh.
That.
That was very BBC, I think.
Okay.
BBC
oh, yes.
with some moaning was a
BBC
little...
BBC One.
What kind
yeah.
of fucking BBC are you watching, Caitlin?
Not the very tight British was very BBC. Thank you very much.
No, absolutely. Here's coming up with the weather. Yes. So you can. All right. So send through voice memos. We want voice memos from people. Like, come on. I know you're out there. You're playing it. You're enjoying it. We would love for you to send through. So that's at godofwarpodcast@gmail.com. Just do a voice memo on your phone and just drag the MP3 on your desktop into an email. That's as easy as that. And we'll play it on the show. Twitter.com/godofwarpodcast. Instagram.com/godofwarpodcast. godofwarpodcast.tumblr.com and facebook.com/interactiveartistry. So share player one, my lovelies, Carlos, Caitlin, tell the fine people where they can find you.
Yeah, you can find us at shareplayer1.com.
Beautiful. Oh, see, that's just the fucking mic drop.
Ding. Dun, yeah.
Dun, dun. Sorry.
You got all our links there. You got our YouTube, you got our... Yeah. Twitter, and you got our Instagram. And if you send us any messages, it'll probably be answered by Caitlin.
Hello. Fantastic. Amazing. Well, listeners, thank you so much for joining. And we cannot sign off anymore with It's Time for a New Beginning because we've already begun. So let's workshop it a little bit here at the end of the show with the listeners. What is one of the last lines they say on that hill in Jotunheim? It's something, one of those beautiful lines that...
oh, God.
It's wonderful. It's one of the final lines of the game. I need to start signing off with that. Something beautiful. But needless to say, we'll work on it. Listeners, you can even chime in with it. And guys, love you guys. We just had an amazing, awesome time with this great, great occasion. And not just that, but guys, it's I need to iterate this. We've just begun. We're gonna see Mimir's. We're gonna see where Mimir's from.
We've just begun.
Exactly. We're gonna see Atreus become Loki. We're gonna so much. And that mural. There you go. How about that as a stinger? That mural, right? Okay.
Wow.
It's all
types of weird. We didn't even get to talk about that. Like, we're gonna have to record another episode soon. We have to talk about
one. You guys will be on the next one. Let's get some share player one. Let's get some player one sharing. Let's one share some play. Let's play some share. Let's share player one right now. Love you guys.
Let's share some play.
All right, catch you later, listeners. Be well, and until next week. Bye. You guys ruined my party. I was listening to the freaking Skype call.
I'm sorry. We're less entertaining than the Skype call wait sound.
Yeah. Wow. Way to make us feel terrible.
Fuck off. I love you guys. Oh my God. The love is aggressively real.
Okay, sure.
Okay, well, jeebies, let's get this started. Let's just capture it all in the episode. Let me quickly bring up my notes. God of War. I've had to redo the intro, guys, because it's no longer the upcoming masterpiece. It is the masterpiece that has come, and that is...
Yeah, the current.
The coming masterpiece.
Oh, you're funny boy. Okay.
Terrible.
I know, right? Well, have a good show, guys. Enjoy.
Thank you. 3, 2, 1.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to episode 12 of God of War Podcast, a weekly gathering of friends and peers for the discussion, speculation, and in-depth analysis of Sony Santa Monica's fuck me in the face. I always fuck it up. It is Santa Monica Studio, okay? Not Sony Santa Monica.
Sony Santa Monica's fuck me in the face.
Thank you. All right. 3, 2, 1. Greetings. Oh, yeah, put the thing down. Come on. and scooch together a little more. All right.
More?
Yes.
Really? Okay. We're going to be conjoined at it.
That's hilarious. Okay. And 3, 2, 1. Amazing. Do not hang up because I love you.
Oh?
And when someone loves you, you don't hang up on them. You stay on the line. Okay. Amazing skills. Rightio. So fucking. I'm an old woman. So what do I do? I have an internet connection. I have a PS4. What do I need?
Yes.
So let me save my data real quick, just because you know, like,
just in case. I think we just.
Speaking of which, I will quickly hang up, then call you guys back so you can fucking talk me through this thing. Love you guys. Bye. Till soon. Bye.
Okay. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Thank you.